This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. State Treasurer John Kennedy says when it comes to fixing the state budget, the legislature is doing it all wrong.
Your goal ought not to be, we need to get some more cash in this place. Your goal really ought to be, let's make a tax system that looks like somebody designed it on purpose.
Lawmakers have advanced bills for temporary fixes, like suspending sales tax holidays and limiting film credits. But at the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday, Kennedy says he's disturbed by a lack of an organized plan to actually cure the state's fiscal problems long term. He believes lawmakers should have gone through tax credits, exemptions, and statutory dedications one by one and done a cost-benefit analysis on each of them.
I mean, the last time we looked at them, really, to weigh the cost and benefit was never.
Instead, he says, the legislature is cooking up a tangle of spaghetti.
The way to make tax policy shouldn't be a process of throwing them all against the wall, and let's see which ones stick and can get enough votes. Because mark my words, out of all these tax changes, we'll end up having to go back and redo about half of them.
Kennedy, who also teaches constitutional law at LSU, says some of the revenue-raising bills moved forward without the constitutionally required two-thirds majority vote for levying, increasing, or repealing taxes. He says he's not sure how the budget will end up, but it won't be pretty.
My guess is this thing is going to end up duct taped, and they're going to have a little present for the new administration and the new legislature going, we can't solve this problem. We created it, but we can't solve it. So welcome to Louisiana state government. Here it is.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.